All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It's February 1st, 2025, 3:56 a.m. What's up, Julio?
What up?
All right. Well, first of all, so for you guys who have been listening for a while, you remember Tony Cody? He died the other day from, he had a bunch of shit going on with like diabetes and stuff. If you guys remember, the first show I did with him, he basically passed out in the middle of the episode, and then we came back and finished it like 2 days later. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't realize how sick he really was, man. That sucks. Rest in peace, Tony. I know me and Julio have been praying for his family and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I hate to admit this, and I got to just put it out there, but you know how I never joined you on any of the Tony episodes?
Yeah.
So, I hated his Instagram picture. Like, it just rubbed me the wrong way. Like,
huh?
Something about it. And I feel bad because it wasn't until he passed that I actually looked him up on Facebook. And I saw his family. I saw his kids. I saw who the man really was. And yeah. He seems like a good dude.
Oh yeah, he's different in person. I mean, like on Zoom, never met him in person, but and he knew a lot of this shit. You know, like he could just rattle shit off. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was always available, you know, because he didn't work. Obviously, because he was so sick, man. I never really. Every time I would. You know, hit him up, he would always say he wasn't feeling great. Just about every time. It's fucked up, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, diabetes is an interesting thing, and I know that he suffered from type 1, and he got misdiagnosed a couple of times or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, I hope RFK can fix all this shit.
Right. Well, nobody's going to be able to fix all of it, but we can start improving on it.
Yeah. No, but for real, like, I, it sounds dumb, but I mean, like, I think Tony did contribute a lot of things to our podcast, a lot of different ideas.
Oh, yeah, he did. Right.
You know, and I value him, and we definitely miss him, and I'm gonna pray for his kids. It's a big loss because I think, like I said, I think he was a good man.
Yep. All right. Speaking of praying, I went to Bible study last night.
What?
Well, I told you about that last week. Remember?
No.
Remember my wife's boss, which is also her best friend, she was holding a Bible study because one of the driver's husband just got out of prison. And he's trying to stay off of drugs or whatever got him in there. I didn't ask, and I don't remember when they first told me. But so last Friday, my wife comes home from work. And I was already sitting in my recliner drinking beer, you know, and she was telling me how Kelly was having a Bible study and she wanted us to go. I said, man, I ain't going nowhere. You can't just spring this shit on me. You know, you can't just come home and tell me I got to get up and go. You know what I mean? So she started texting me like Wednesday, like, are we going to go to Bible study Friday? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And then The closer it got to 5:30 yesterday, the less I wanted to go. You know what I'm saying? But it was all right. You know, it was just a lot of bullshitting because it was my first time meeting everybody and everything, but it was all right. I was trying not to talk too much about King James beheading his mother. And I did bring up Constantine one time.
Oh, my God.
I was trying not to. I was trying not to. I didn't want to piss everybody off. And most importantly, I didn't want to upset my wife or ruin it for her because she was super excited that I was going with her. So it was cool.
That's cool. That's not a bad thing, man.
No. And I told Kelly, I said, because she goes to one of those mega churches where they fucking, they go on, they got a live feed to TV, and then, like, they block traffic when everybody's leaving and shit. Like, who the fuck you think you are? Block. You know what I'm saying? Like, but anyway, I told her, I said, you know, I'd rather do this. There was five of us all together last night. I don't know. Probably, it'll probably be more people sometimes, but I said, I'd rather do this than go to one of them mega churches. And she's like, what's wrong with mega church? I'm like, you ever see the Righteous Gemstones? None of them seen it, except for my wife.
Baby Belly.
Yeah. But that's what I was getting.
Season 4 is coming out.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is there a date?
I don't know it off the top of my head, but my friends have been telling me about it. There's a trailer and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So before we got on air, we were discussing Dr. Phil. He's like the new Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's coming down on he's helping ICE out, basically. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm going to play a clip, though. It's it's so weird. I couldn't find the whole clip because there's a part where Dr. Phil's asking this. The immigrant's already in handcuffs, and he's like, Are you a sexual criminal? I don't know. All right, here it is.
What's your name?
Seda.
Seda what? Do you have a first and last name?
Sam.
Seda Sam?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Where I was born or where I'm from?
Where are you born?
Thailand.
You've been deported before from the United States?
No.
Never been deported?
Bye-bye. I've been in the system before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been charged with?
Charged with?
Before.
I'm not a senator. I'm not charged by lawyer.
Yeah. Are you a citizen?
My mother's a citizen.
Your mother's a citizen?
Yes.
But you're not?
Nope.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm an immigrant.
Uh-huh.
I came here illegally. My parents worked the legal, you know, like they did everything legally to get me citizenship status while I was in high school before I became an adult. So I was very blessed.
Right.
And but let me ask everybody out there, have you ever seen any of these videos of people being interviewed who are being deported that fucking look legit? Like you ever see a Latino doctor being deported? You ever see a Latino scientist being deported? No.
Right.
It's usually a guy that looks like this, like a gang member. Like he's fucking like just like fucking hanging out at the Home Depot. Catching a job. I hate the stereotype, but I'm just being real. Like, if you look at my parents look like immigrants, but they don't look like that guy.
Right. Well, it's weird. I mean, the dude, how old would you say that dude was? Maybe
30, maybe?
Yeah.
The most.
So his mother was a citizen.
Yeah, so why isn't he?
I don't, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe she got, he was from Thailand, like my wife and her family now. So her mom came here maybe a year before her, and then she had to wait. And then they got all the paperwork done and all that, but I don't think when you're that old, I just don't understand. Maybe she came here first and I don't get it. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Dr. Phil, I'm pissed that they didn't have the funny part on there. Because he was asking him about all his crimes and what he's been deported for. And then he's like, are you a sexual criminal? Hey, there's a lot of that going on in Thailand, too. Because they don't prosecute for it there. They don't prosecute child molesters and none of that shit in Thailand.
Dude, so, I have a, you know, like I'm a musician, so I know a lot of other drummers. So a drummer I know had a child predator that ended up on Chris Hansen.
Who's that?
You don't know Chris Hansen?
No.
Oh my God, dude. I don't even know where to start with you. So Chris Hansen runs this show where it's called To Catch a Predator.
Okay. I think I might have seen that before.
Yeah. And and so this guy was like the lead singer of the band for my friend. And he ended up having to fire him after this.
Huh. Wow.
He's like, I can't have you on my in my band anymore.
Right.
Dude, the guy lived so close to the child that he drove a golf cart with a beer, sipping a beer to that location.
Wow. Like
he lived in the same area.
See, that's I think I already talked about this on here, but so my one of my daughters works at a nail salon, right? And one of the clients or customers, whatever they call it, her husband's getting ready to get out of jail or prison, actually. Her husband's getting ready to get out of prison for he molested like a 7-year-old boy, and he lives like right around the corner from me, which is close to where that cop lives that arrested me. And I've been waiting to see him because I'm like, hey, you hear about this pedophile that's getting ready to get out of prison? But I haven't seen him. I'm out there a lot more in the summertime, damn it. But
what'd you expect him to say?
Huh?
What do you expect him to say?
The cop?
Yeah.
I'm sure he knows about it. I just want to hear what he has to say. I mean, it's kind of hard because they wear fucking body cams and he's on duty at the time, usually when I see him, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I'm sure we'll all get shit in the mail when he gets out. I haven't heard anything. I haven't gotten, and I'm signed up on that thing where you get an email every time a pedophile. Well, not even a pedophile. Yeah, it is about pedophiles. Every time one of them gets out, you get an email.
Yeah.
Let me see. What kind of conspiracies we got?
So, that helicopter and airplane crash.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right. Dude. That was all on the air traffic controllers, man, or the tower. You know what I'm saying? That was all on them. And it's all right. So a helicopter can move way fucking faster than an airliner, right? I listened to the audio from the you know, the air tower, man. The dude, it was just like he didn't help out in any way. And you want to know what the reason is? Shit, my bad. Okay. Pete Buttigieg. Have you heard this? What Trump's been saying? Okay. Trump went off on Buttigieg because he's in charge of transportation and all that shit. Well, he implemented a DEI program with the air towers and the air traffic controllers and all that shit. Including, it's not just like gays and minorities. It's people with like mental disabilities and, you know, like retards and shit. I'm serious. I'm not joking around. So, well, okay, so Trump already wiped that shit out. Like, that's done with. It's over. But people were already working there. And I'm not saying the person that was working that night was retarded, but that's the type of shit that's going on with this fucking DEI bullshit. All right. So the pilot of the airliner, it's not his responsibility to fucking do anything different because that fucking helicopter's moving way faster than a fucking airliner. But here's the thing: when you're in a Blackhawk, you can't really see up or down. You can only see what's straight ahead in front of you. And that's in the daytime. This was at night. So the pilot had fucking night vision goggles on. Yeah, and if I don't know if you've ever... When you wear night vision goggles, it's like looking through a fucking tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like binoculars at night, basically. So that helicopter pilot may or may not have even seen it when it happened, or he might have seen it at the last minute when it was too late.
Did you know that the pilot of the Black Hawk was a DEI soldier?
No, that's been debunked.
Has it?
Yeah. That person is going online now, asking people to report anybody that reports on that, because damn, it is still alive. I don't know if it is a chick trying to be a dude or a dude trying to be a chick, but that's all gone too, because Trump's getting rid of that bullshit. Smoking that shit. Smoking that shit. Let it out. But yeah, so you heard about this financial freeze Trump just did or tried to do, where he froze all the money. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Working. Sorry, bro.
You're talking shit about me because I don't know Chris Hansen? Fucking Trump. Trump literally froze everybody's welfare, or he tried to freeze everybody's welfare and shit. Like my check from the VA didn't even come through on time. He froze everything. Right? But part of that, he wanted all these people, all these programs to eliminate any DEI or ESG or any of that shit. He wanted it all eliminated course, they fought back, and then a judge overruled him. And now he's trying to go back and, like, tweak the paperwork or whatever. But he already defunded the military, all right, because there's not going to be any more trannies in the military. Here's how it works, all right? Let's say there's an 18, 19-year-old kid that thinks they're another gender than they really are. They go in the military. They go to, you know, they go to, they get to their duty station. They go to medical, and then they start requesting counseling or whatever. Now they're getting a sex change operation on our tax dollar, right? And when the transition is complete, they're not deployable. They're considered non-deployable. So they can't even go fight. Well, we just spent all this money cutting his dick off. Now he can't even go fight. And then 80 to 90% of them, when they get out, are on some kind of mental disability. So they're collecting a check for the rest of their life. Does that financially make any sense?
Nope.
No, it doesn't. That's why I like Trump. Cut through all the bullshit. Fuck your feelings.
Dude, I had one of my coworkers today. Somehow it came up. He asked me, like, who I voted for.
Yeah.
And I said, "What do you think I voted for?" Trump.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I would have never thought you would vote for Trump." And I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "'Cause you're different." And I'm like, "What does that mean?" And he couldn't really, like, put it into words. But I mean, I think a lot of it is just straight up common sense.
Right.
Like,
what did
like,
he mean you're different?
Well,
have you ever made a move on him?
No. What was he saying? Is, I mean, he's only like 19 years old.
Yeah,
a good kid. I think he comes from good family because I gave him the compliment. I'm like I asked him to clean something and he did it really well. And I said, "Hey, did your mom ever have you clean?" He's like, "Yeah, all the time." And I'm like, "I can tell."
Yeah, that's and good.
I'm like, tell your mom she did a good job.
That's
but,
true.
But for real, like you can tell when somebody comes from a good family. And but he was surprised just because, you know, like I'm kind of like an outlandish kind of character. Like I often joke that I'm a walking HR case.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and something that he told me today is that he likes the fact that I'm so honest. Like what he was alluding to was that I have
You're not a Democrat?
That I'm not a Democrat.
You tell the truth.
I tell the truth. And he says I'm not a racist.
Oh, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, he says, he's like, "Dude, you just call it like it is." He's like, "I've never heard you treat anybody bad unless they treated you bad."
Well,
and I'm like, "Thank you so much."
Yeah, wait until he gets some Jewish or black workers and we'll see what he says then.
Dude, I was just working with my black coworker.
Yeah,
the wrestler guy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, the one you made a video audio with.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's more racist than me.
What do you? How's that? I mean, I know black guys like that too. That I know,
but it's funny. You know what I mean? Like one of the things that I enjoyed about working today that made it so amazing was the fact that at the end of the night it was just the three of us and we could joke about anything.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I like.
Yeah. Nobody got butthurt about anything. Whatever happened, happened. Whatever was said, was said. We all had a good time.
The funnest part about racism is stereotypes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Jews are cheap. You know, black guys don't like to work. Mexicans work their asses off. Shit like that.
Yeah. So this is crazy. So I work on campus, and I think this happens like every year, because this is like the third time that I've noticed this happens. But they must, I think, in order to get into like a fraternity or sorority, you got to do these challenges.
Yeah.
And some of them is like taking like crazy pictures with people. So we had these girls, these volleyball girls. So they were like over 6 feet tall. Like, yeah. I was like, damn. And they came behind the counter and everything because they needed to take pictures. It's kind of cool. It's kind of fun.
Nice. All right. It's time for a beer run.
Yeah.
All right. We're back. I got a fresh beer and I'm ready to rock. Oh, yeah. Somebody was messaging me, asking me why we don't do live videos anymore. That's on Julio. He don't want to do it.
Did we ever do live videos? No, we did recorded videos.
Oh, that's what they mean. I'm not doing live videos. Ever. Forget about that. That's not what I meant. I worded that incorrectly. I mean, like, you know, videos of us in, on the screen instead of, like, the picture of the, Julio, the you need to just get, huh?
Instead of the picture of the dog?
The dog. It's whatever the, it's whatever I put for, like, the when you watch it on YouTube, it's whatever I put for that episode picture. Maybe you should just get, like, a disguise, man. Get some sunglasses or some shit.
I'll just wear that mask.
All right, so we're going to record video next week.
Yep.
All right, so there's one happy customer.
Yeah, so let's go back to that helicopter and plane crash.
Right.
Can you believe that happened over, like, probably, like, the most safest airspace in all of the country?
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I don't think... I think that Black Hawk was... Okay. Here's some another piece of information that I got. I've been talking to some people about it. All right, so there's two runways. Well, there's more than two, but... Usually... when airliners are coming in, they use runway one. And I don't know if it was because it was a smaller aircraft. It was only, well, you know, how many people was it carrying? Like, was it 60? Something like that. And I guess because it was a smaller aircraft, they asked them to land on a runway 33. As opposed to runway one. And I think, like, those Blackhawks are usually training in that area. And they're just not used to people using that runway. I don't know what the fuck. Did you hear who was on that airplane?
Yeah, a bunch of ice skaters.
Yeah. I don't know if it was kids or...
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks, man. It's a fucking shame.
Indeed.
But it comes down to the fucking air tower. I'm blaming Pete Buttigieg and his DEI program. Because either way you look at it, it doesn't matter if the person responsible was retarded or trans or whatever. When you implement DEI programs and shit like that, you have to change the process. When you know, like, there's a test. You know, there's a process you have to go through to get that job. And when you start making it, when you start changing these factors that, you know, if you're saying, well, it's not fair that smarter people get these jobs, now you're changing the test. So maybe the person wasn't retarded, but maybe they weren't fucking smart either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not pointing any fingers. I don't know, but either way you look, no matter how you look at it, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's Pete Buttigieg's fault. Period.
So, all right. So let's get into a more positive kind of thing. So I like these executive orders that Trump pushed through. Here are some of them.
Okay, sir. This one says, now that the retards are out of the White House, everyone can say retard again with pride.
Hey, why don't we get that down so they can get them going right now?
This one says white people are now allowed to say the N-word once a month just to really get one out of the chamber. And it must be whispered with a black friend nearby.
That's a big one. We're opening up that.
This is a good one, sir. Basically says if men have to put their height on the dating apps, women should have to put their weight. That's for, quote-unquote, she wants to know if he can reach the top of the fridge. He should want to know if she's going to clean out the fridge. It's called the Rosie O'Donnell Fat Pig Act. Okay, this one says the LGBTQIA plus 2-?/umlaut community is now just going to be called the Everything But Straight People list. It's really just a time saver.
Well, we're going to try and get it done as quickly as possible.
China will now be called China America.
If China didn't approve it, we could put tariffs on China.
When we take over Greenland, it will now be called Red, White, and Blue Land.
Greenland is a wonderful place. We need it for international security.
This one says if you see a man wearing a COVID mask outside, you can have sex with his girlfriend because, Lord knows, he him is not pleasing her any longer.
People have wanted to do this for years.
This says we are bringing back the real gun emoji, getting rid of that weak Democrat woke water pistol bullshit.
We have to do what's right.
This one's interesting, sir. It says all the fat, bald feminists with 40 cats who hate men, they will now be put in the front lines during any war. They don't have family or kids, just cats, as I said, so let's put them to work.
And that's almost the equivalent of a terror. And they're tough. They're very tough.
If somebody says, you have to respect my pronouns, you are allowed to fart in their mouth, sir.
Stranger things have happened. The wind brings it down a lot.
This one says if a woman divorces you and takes half your stuff, she's required to have sex with you half the time. Fair is fair, sir.
If we create that value, why aren't we entitled to like half?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody.
That was good. By the way, your audio sounds good, man. Spectacular.
I hope so.
Speaking of fart, you hear about this? Speaking of farting, you hear about this chick in the United Kingdom?
I think I did.
Fart, what'd she do here? Let me look. She was sending fart selfies to her boyfriend's ex, and this is how fucked up it is in the United Kingdom. She was sending fart selfies. I don't know what the fuck a fart selfie is. I think she was like making fart videos or some shit.
Yeah.
And so the lady she was sending it to said that it made her, it caused her grief or whatever. So this lady got arrested.
Yep.
Fucking crazy, dude. What the fuck?
It is. Dude, Europe is fucked up.
It's a fucking shithole.
Yeah, I was gonna share a video that I saw from Spain. They had a parade, and it was like a gay parade, and they had kids, trans kids.
Oh,
I'm talking like 7 to 10 year old kids.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing yet.
Yeah, they don't know. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's insane. And that's why I'm not sharing it, because I think it's very offensive. They had tape over their nipples.
Oh, God.
And they were dressed very, like, sexually. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Spain, come on, like, come on. They fucking do bullfighting. You know what I mean? Like, right. That's a very manly thing.
Right, right. Yeah. And now I'm telling you, man. It all starts in fucking Europe. Europe and Canada. Canada is just a fucking stepchild of Europe. Same thing.
Yeah.
But somebody messaged me, too. And remember I was talking about how I almost died from whiskey when I pushed the cop down the steps?
No.
I talked about it last week. Remember I told you my buddy went in to get the chicks and we bought a fifth and a pint. We split the pint. And when he came out, I was trying to spit out the window with the window rolled up. And the fifth was empty. Right? And you were probably drunk. But anyway, they were saying that I didn't finish the story because I said I almost died. Well, the story ended. The last episode when I was talking about, the story ended when I pushed the cop down the steps. Well, I was fucking hammered and I was underage. And the reason I pushed him down the steps because he threw my fake ID on the ground. And but what happened after that is my next door neighbor was a cop. And they released, since I was underage, he told me later on, I don't remember any of this shit. But he told me later on, like, his dad, he was telling the other cop, like, his dad's going to beat the fuck out of him and this and that. He goes, just let me take him home. And so he took me home. And I had a key in my pocket to get in the house. And instead, I kicked in the basement window. And I slid through and cut myself real bad. And so there was blood all over the house. And then my sister used to get home before my parents. And she found me and my lips were blue, like I wasn't breathing. And so she called my buddy Bill. And he came over and started doing like fucking Hulk Hogan like elbow drops on me. And fucking woke me up. Right? Or brought me back to life. Whatever the fuck happened. And this is all shit that I was told because I don't remember none of it. And then my dad got home, seen the broken window, seen the blood all over the house. And he told me later on that he kept trying to fucking, you know, he dragged me down the steps and fucking threw me on the couch. And then he was trying to talk to me, but I kept, like, slumping over. He's like, oh, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? And I slept for 3 days and I didn't eat for a week.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. I probably should have went to the hospital, but those were back in the good old days when we didn't do that, none of that bullshit.
Yeah.
My dad's just like, get the fuck out of my face. Go die somewhere else.
Yeah, so I had a moment. I had a situation like that. I was hanging out with a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And we actually met up that day, and something might have happened. We bought some 151 proof vodka, and we were trashed. And my dad, this is back when you didn't get a call on your cell phone, you got a call on your landline.
Right, right.
You know, like the 2.4 hertz. You know what I mean? Or yeah. Gigahertz or whatever kind of phone with the antenna. And my dad came home early and scared her away.
Yeah.
And nothing ever happened. But my dad's like, you're not going. I had to go to work later that day. And he's like, there's no way you're going to work. You're too drunk. So I had to like sleep it off. I had to call off work. And then I found out because this is one of the memories that she recalls is she remembers driving. She lived in Point Place. She remembered driving and stopping at Arby's on a Lexus by the Meyer and puking. Because we were drinking orange soda with vodka.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was rum. I thought you said 151.
No, 151 vodka.
Oh, I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah.
Heard of,
no, man, that's
I've dangerous. Heard of Bacardi 151.
Woo! All right. I don't want anything 151.
Okay. So you know how Trump's deporting all these immigrants, right?
Send them all away.
Did you hear about, who was it, Colombia that, wait a minute. Was it Colombia that said no?
Yeah, in Mexico.
And then he tariffed the shit out of Colombia and they changed their mind pretty quick.
Cambiaron la mente.
But, guess, so Bukele is accepting any immigrants that are denied from their home country. So, basically, El Salvador is the new Gitmo, or Gitmo 2, the South American Gitmo.
I can see the pros and the cons.
Well, I'm sure he's just going to lock them up.
Correct. So, it's going to benefit in one direction or another. I'm curious to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, man, Bukele doesn't fuck around.
No. And I don't know if you listened to him on the Tucker Carlson interview. Did you hear that?
No.
So he was talking about that dude, man. He's my favorite. I like Bukele better than Trump. I mean, he was saying, he goes, MS-13 started out. They started out in El Salvador, right? I can't remember, but anyway, they started out. And he explained how it went down. He goes, now they're doing satanic rituals. And Tucker Carlson was like, looked surprised. And he's like, it's well documented. So it's you know, he's not going to fuck around with these people. He's going to lock them up and throw away the fucking key. And they're not getting back out.
I think it has to become a global thing. I think everybody has to work together to kind of like get these fucking people under control. MS-13 has been proven to do satanic rituals. They've been caught in the United States doing it.
Right.
You know, so it's a proven thing. It's not a fake thing. We're not making this shit up. They do the pentagram, you know, like that fucking star shit. And they sacrifice people. So it's not made up. It's real.
Right. I know, man. Fucking crazy. I felt bad yesterday. So, you know, my wife's all excited because she's taking me to Bible study with her now. Mm-hmm. And she texted me on my lunch break, and she's like, "What are you doing right now?" I said, "I'm reading about how King James beheaded his mother to..." Yeah. For it was him and his aunt. It was like a whole fucking thing. Like, his mother supposedly tried to hijack the monarchy and become the queen, and so they locked her up. And then when he was old enough, him and his aunt had her beheaded, and then he became the king. But he's a piece of shit. He was a piece of shit so long. But I was just explaining what I was reading about. But she texted me like, what are you doing? I said, "I'm reading about how King James beheaded his mother." And I said, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Reading the Bible." And then she did like one of those emojis with the you know, like a straight mouth. I felt like a piece of shit. That's just what I look at. Those are the things I am interested in. I do have to read the Bible this week because we're going over Matthew 16 through 22 next Friday.
That's cool. Yeah, I downloaded the... hold on. The King James Bible app?
Yeah, I got one on my phone. Mine has all the lost books on it, though, too.
Oh, that's cool. Which one do you have?
Let me look. Yeah, and everybody at the Bible study had their own Bibles. And somebody goes, "Where's yours?" And I said, "I got it on my phone." Hmm. And dude's like, "Oh, I got one on my phone, too. Which one you got?" I said, "I got the one called Lost Books because it's got all the lost books of the Bible."
Okay.
Yeah. Just punch in Lost Books of the Bible on, are you Droid or Apple?
Google.
You have an Android phone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just punch in Lost Books of the Bible. It'll come up.
Got it.
Nice. All right. What else do I got here? I don't know. I was looking at... have you ever heard of... if we wouldn't have had Bible study, I was going to watch The Boys from Brazil with my wife last night. You ever seen that?
No.
It's about Joseph Mengele.
Oh, okay.
And it's not like a documentary. It's made up. They were able to do it because he was on the run. I think they made it in like 78, 79. Mm. But he cloned Hitler. And he was trying to make like a new breed of fucking the Fourth Reich or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the whole time, okay, so the only two real characters in this movie are Joseph Mengele and Simon Wiesenthal. All right, Simon Wiesenthal, he survived concentration camps and shit, and he became a Nazi hunter. And this is real life. And but those were the two characters in the movie. So the whole movie, this Simon Wiesenthal is hunting for Joseph Mengele while he... So what he did was he cloned these kids, and then he raised them the same way Hitler was raised. And he was trying to, like, reproduce Hitler. So he was trying to make, like, a whole army of little Hitlers, right? So, but we had Bible study, and I didn't get a chance to watch The Boys from Brazil. Maybe I'll watch it tomorrow night or tonight, whatever. So check that out, people. The Boys from Brazil. Interesting. Interesting.
You should come to the group thing I go on Wednesday.
What's that?
It's just a group that just come as you are. It doesn't matter.
Can I bring beer?
Don't bring it in, but...
Well, no. I'm good, man.
Damn, Fox. But it's a welcoming community that takes you as you are and gives you a chance.
All right. Oh, here's another thing I was looking at. Did you know that they test, and I wanted to, anyway, you know they test SSRIs by drowning mice?
What?
Yes. What?
Pause it.
All right, we're back. Julio had to take a piss, and I grabbed another fresh beer. Oh, I'm not drinking Natty Lights anymore. I'm drinking Keystone Light. Because they don't use high fructose corn syrup. I'm on a health kick.
Makes sense.
According to the scientists, that doesn't make any difference because it all turns into carbon dioxide and alcohol. So, but I don't trust the science either, so I'm going to keep on drinking this shit. Because Keystone Light is not made by the company that hired a transgender to put on the can, so I found a new favorite. But I was talking about, before I was rudely interrupted by Julio, he was giving me the timeout signal. I was talking about they test out SSRIs by drowning mice. And you can look it up. I've got the documents. All you got to do is punch it in. Test SSRIs by drowning mice and it'll come up. Even if you're using Google, I think. So the process is, if they don't fight back, then it works. So, like,
what does that mean?
A drowning mouse will struggle to swim and stay afloat, but a sedated mouse will just fucking drown. Hmm. Right? So that's their thinking. Who is over there eating ramen noodles or some shit? Is that ramen noodles?
Rudy's hot dogs and coleslaw.
Okay. All right. At least you're awake. I thought you were going to fall asleep here earlier. I think we should end this one.
No, we're good.
No, I mean, we got an hour or so in. Why, you got another clip or something?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it.
All right. 1 second. So I shared this one with you, but I wanted to share it with everybody else.
Oh, God. It's this African dude that says, why are you gay?
Still show you around. Here is the biggest, gayest man in the world.
This dude is... You can't blame him. Now, he is... He's making money off of his... he's seizing the moment, right? He's making money off of this shit. So good for him, man. He's an entrepreneur.
And then I wanted to share this one. This is cool, I think. Hold on.
It's too quiet. Can't hear shit, Julio. Cut it off.
Hear it?
No. All right.
Okay. I mean, that was on Instagram. You told me to stop using Twitter.
I don't know. Maybe maybe send me shit on Instagram and I'll play it.
Okay.
I'm using a new toilet paper. Okay. You know what? I think Costco is a fucking scam.
Why?
Why? They make you think you're getting a bargain, and they charge you yearly to be a member, and then you're paying more than other fucking stores. My wife thinks she's getting all these bargains, and she used to get toilet paper from Costco, and then she would get paper plates, napkins, what else? Water. You know, all the generic type of shit. And it would be like fucking $100 and some, and I'm just like, what the fuck are we doing? You know? And the other day, anyway, I bought some at the dollar store. I sent her to Kroger's or some shit. I usually go to the dollar store. I never go to uptown. But,
uptown.
Yeah. But, and it was cheaper. And I'm like, look, why am I paying a fucking membership for Costco just to pay more money for everything? You know, I've been trying to get rid of fucking Netflix. I'm tired of wasting my damn money, but all right, I'm gonna quit bitching. But speaking of toilet paper, we went through this when I was in the Army. All right, so I'm in there inspecting a private's room. And you know, when you're in the Army, and especially when you're a fucking private, this is back in the 90s, all right? If you're a private in the Army, you're getting like $800 a month, right? And that was all, for me, that was all drinking money when I was a private. Nothing but drinking. I mean, $800 of beer money. And that barely got me to the next month. Right? But that was going to bars and shit too, right? So that costs more. But I'm inspecting his private room in the barracks. And he, so on the military bases, you got what's called a PX. It's like a little store. And it's, the stuff is pretty reasonably priced, you know. But when I would go to the PX, I would just buy beer. All right, so this dude went and bought like extra soft toilet paper or whatever. And so I'm like, what the fuck is this, private? And he's like, toilet paper. I'm like, what, government oil or government issued toilet paper isn't good enough for your asshole? You got to have this extra soft toilet paper? What the fuck? We used to fuck with people, man, big time. Like, so if we weren't out in the field or deployed, a normal day would be like 7 o'clock formation. You would do PT, push ups, sit ups, go for a run. Then after that, you go in, take a shower, go to breakfast at the mess hall, and then another formation, 9 o'clock, then you would fucking clean your weapons and all that bullshit. And then there would be a final formation, like 4 or 4:30. It was almost like a regular 9 to 5 sometimes if you weren't out in the field or deployed. But even after we got off of work, You're still supposed to be a soldier. You're still supposed to uphold the shit that we're taught, right? So I would see like privates walk into the mess hall like slow, and I would quietly walk up behind them and kick them in the ass. Like, move like you got a fucking purpose in life. Do you want to eat or not? I miss that shit. I do. But I haven't played one single Instagram clip, but I think we're done for this week.
Yeah.
All right. What?
The Obamas are breaking up. They're divorcing.
Because of Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Her dick's bigger than Big Mike's. Is that true, though? That they're breaking up?
I don't
up?
Know, man.
Oh, I'm you're just talking about rumors. I thought you were fucking hitting me with some breaking news or some shit.
It's not like I know any of them.
I don't know, motherfucker. I've been asleep all night. I thought maybe you heard something I didn't.
No.
All right, I'm going to share one more thing. This is Muhammad Ali. Right before he goes into the to fight George Foreman.
You all looking so damn scary. Like you're going to the funeral. I'm the one fighting George Foreman. George Foreman. You've been bleeding all the stuff you've been reading. By how hard it hits. George.
Never mind. The audio sucked.
I'm fine.
Oh. Let me see if I can find see if I got any comedians on here. No, it's all glum.
Hey, so I just want to let everybody know that Rudy's Hot Dogs opens early in the morning, and you get the full menu, and they have great hot dogs. He got great pies. Like I'm eating an apple.
All right.
Apple strudel pie right now.
Let's end on this. I feel like stopping a nigga today. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I feel like stopping a nigga today. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I feel like stopping a nigga today. Whoa, whoa.
Motherfuckers on the road, where the hell they learn to drive. Jive turkeys at my job, about to get a cool cold mean fire. Shoulda took the day off, might slap my boss. My own damn kids pissing me off, as if I hadn't had enough. Chipotle fucked my goddamn order up. I'm fed up, I'm fed up, I'm fed up. I feel like slapping a nigga today. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's actually a good ass song.
It is.
It's a jam.
Bartender, don't you see me waving you down? This guy came after me. I was here first. But you serving them rounds. No. Bought the Uber here. My friends expecting me to buy it back. Tomorrow morning, I bet it. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's the jam. I might make that our fucking... Nah, I don't know if I'm allowed.
Send me that, please.
All right. All right. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints? ConspiracySoldiers@yahoo.com. ConspiracySoldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. What's the number? Call or leave us a text, voicemail at 313-583-7646 or 31FluFrog6, FLU as in the Wuhan flu from China. All right, you got anything?
No, man. Thank you.
All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark. Thanks for listening, people.